Well, thank you all for coming this morning. Very honored to be accompanied by several gentlemen from the veterans organizations for this important announcement. As you know, the Affordable Care Act has created a coverage gap that for those between 19% of poverty and 138% of poverty have no access to health care coverage. Those above that get subsidies from the federal government, those below that are on Medicaid, and those in the middle are in the gap. So over the interim, as we've worked on ideas to address this situation, we started meeting with several people around the state to hear about their problems and how we could best address them. And the veterans organizations were a very important part of that, because we learned that there are a number of veterans, and particularly their families, who fall into this gap and need coverage. So a few weeks back, we had a pretty good meeting, and they decided to endorse our efforts to close that coverage gap, as it would benefit several veterans and their families. When I go and propose bills this year, hopefully I'll be proposing one later today, I started thinking about the fact that there are clearly some members that want to filibuster right off the bat. And they want to filibuster closing that gap, and that doesn't help these gentlemen behind me. So what I've decided to do is introduce the Veterans Family Health Care Act, which will be specifically targeted to only veterans. Now, of course, they will be covered in the other health care proposals that we're doing, but we wanted to do one specifically targeted to them. So essentially what the bill will do, and we hope to have language later today, would be to expand to 138% of poverty level access to Medicaid for veterans and their families, and run this as a separate bill and have a debate on whether we should be closing the gap for veterans or not. And with that, I'd be happy to take some questions, and I know these gentlemen will provide some answers as well.